This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It is time for the Fox Across America Game Ball Presentation Ceremony. This week's winner. Are you ready for this? Talk about bipartisanship. Talk about a guy who works across the aisle. Kevin Walling, a Democrat, a surrogate for the Biden campaign. Someone who is appearing on Fox News Saturday night this weekend with me because of his willingness to engage the other side in the idea battle. But most importantly, have a good time doing it. Kevin Walling just made my year this week on the show, because we just had a good, easy talk, man. Talked about music and life and America and growing up and Jenny and his marriage and everything in between. And it was just good old-fashioned radio, man. There's nothing like it in the world. Just tuning into people having a good time, sort of making sense, you know, sort of sharing some differences, but along the way, remembering the whole point of being here is to enjoy it. So Kevin Walling, for being the change I want to see in the world, this bud's for you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. They are playing Word Up by Cameo. And our next guest just showed his age because he knows the song.
Word Up.
I could see you kind of grooving.
I was nodding. This is a great intro.
Yes,
song.
It is. Kevin Walling's back on the show.
How about it?
Newly married man, man.
Month and a half in. Still going strong.
I will save a lot of those questions for Saturday night because you're going to be on Fox News Saturday night.
I can't wait.
With Jenny Failla.
I mean, this is a big deal.
And you guys have never met.
We've never met. She's in my dreams constantly.
That makes one of us. That makes one of us. Bang!
I can't wait to meet her on Saturday. It's going to be awesome.
You're going to love it. And she's actually on the tail end of the show today, so you'll only miss her by an hour. But it's good because now you can't see the bride before the wedding.
That's true.
You shouldn't be hanging out
with her. Keep that
veil. You should not be hanging out with her. But it's good to see you, and it's nice to have you back in New York. What were you on the Outnumbered couch?
Did Outnumbered. Just did Coast to Coast on Fox Business.
Ooh.
Checking all the boxes. But this is my
favorite. Mr. Cavuto's great. Yeah, of course this is your favorite because this show is not a show. We're just hanging out.
I know.
It's like our parents run away and they don't know we're having a party. Like my parents run away and they don't know I'm having a radio show.
Yeah.
That's how the show works. That's the whole point of the show. And I appreciate that you get it, which is why you're so great on the TV show. So the thing I was talking about, your friend Gavin Newsom raised the minimum wage laws out in California.
That's right. Yep.
We're going to get into this on Saturday night from a completely different angle, which is we're going to be talking about our first fast food jobs and entry-level jobs and stuff like that and have fun with it. But on a substantive level, what I always say when it comes to this sort of thing is it's where compassion and maybe common sense collide, because compassion says, yeah, pay everybody everything. But that common sense argument on the economic side is that, you know, prices might go up or jobs might go down. So I was just coming back from break. And the reason I'm forcing this on you is Mod Pizza just closed 5 locations in California. I don't want to be responsible for a world, Walling, where there's less pizza. You don't have blood on your hands. You have sauce on your hands.
Exactly.
You have sauce on your hands.
Like the people at PETA that just throw that red paint. Now it's the tomato sauce.
They're throwing tomato paint.
Yeah, geez. Listen, I think, you know, there's always a ton of unintended consequences with this, right? And I think, you know, Democrats are always trying to, you know, increase, you know, a living wage so people can get by. Part of the issue is, you know, you have so many Americans now that are staying in those jobs. You know, used to be, you know, and we'll talk about it on Saturday, you do it for a year, two, three in college. Some of these folks are now making, you know, a career out of it for whatever reason. And it's not sustainable, especially in a state like California, you know, where the cost of living is so high. The tragedy of this, though, and you just pointed it out, is, you know, when you do this, a lot of people lose their jobs because of it, because, you know, you've got these business owners that are trying to make ends meet and they got to cut back hours. They got to cut back staff. They can't improve the physical plant. So it's got to be an equilibrium, I think, with all this.
Yeah, the challenge. We're talking to the great Kevin Walling, Democratic strategist, fan favorite here on the Fox platform. The challenge for me is like knowing the law of averages, okay? It is sad to know a lot of these people at these five, say, California locations are going to lose their jobs. But you and I both know in the world we're living in, one of them is about to become some type of an internet foot salesman or something like that and make like $3 million a month.
There's a whole industry out there.
But it's so crazy. And I'm not pinning this on any party because some of this is just attributable to the internet and the way it's creating entirely new industries. But is it not so crazy now? We're living in a world where there are so many prevalent occupations that didn't exist when we were little kids.
It's this whole influencer community. I mean, they're making bank out there.
Most of
it's extraordinary.
When I was a little kid, if there was a hot lady you wanted to see her feet, you know what you had to do? You had to get a ladder. You had to scale the side of a building.
We gotta check the statute of limitations on some of those laws out there.
You shut your
Jimmy
mouth.
Hopping over those hedges.
That's not true. But when I was a little kid, this might have been the difference for you and me. When I was a little kid, though, I'll never forget this. We were playing like cops and robbers, riding bicycles, my buddy Dave Mania's house.
Yep.
The tenant who lived upstairs above my neighbor's house just randomly was getting changed. And I was probably five and I caught it. You know, like Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider and became Spider-Man.
You were hooked.
I got bit by a radioactive perverted moment at the age of five. And I was like, wow.
Now cops and robbers, they just let all the robbers go.
Yeah, kids, there know? It is. They all get out. Yeah. If you play Liberal Monopoly, nobody goes to jail. You don't have to pass go. Nobody goes to jail in Liberal Monopoly.
You don't even have to pay $200 either.
It's seemingly crazy. What is the sale right now? What do you think the sale is? You know, Biden and the general, you're well-versed in all things Biden. What do you think, like, this week, what is the plan? What is the focus on? Like, I know what Trump's focused on. He's, you know, he's talking immigration and not using much of a filter.
Totally. Yeah.
So what is Biden doing? What do you think?
So, I mean, the guy, you know, since the State of the Union, March 8th or so, he's traveled to each of these battleground states.
He has, and give him that, because one thing he's taking away from analysts is, though, it's a basement.
It's a basement Rose Garden campaign. No, he's out everywhere.
He's out. No, whatever.
He's everywhere.
God love whoever's mixing that cocktail, and it's working, and he looks energetic.
Yeah, he's looking good. I mean, he's on the road. And the key thing he's doing, I mean, the good thing for him is he's got this massive cash advantage.
Yes, he does.
Right? A lot of low-dollar donors, $10 million raised after the State of the Union. And what that does is, you know, and I just talked to Neil about this, it's going to be a turnout election. It's not going to be a persuasion election. You know, everybody knows Donald Trump and everybody knows Joe Biden, right? Yeah. You're not going to convince anyone really of anything.
People
right?
know who they like in this battle.
Exactly, yeah. Right? And we saw, you know, 100-year-old turnout, the best in 2020, as a reaction likely to Donald Trump, right? Yeah. Either you love him or you hate him.
COVID,
and that
Trump,
motivated you to go out and vote, right? Mm-hmm. So when it's a turnout election, you gotta, you know, the early money that Joe Biden has raised, you know, he's opened 100 of these field offices already 7 months out, right? So it's rides to the polls, it's calling, it's volunteers early on, especially in these communities where we're at a little bit of a deficit, right? Uh-huh. We've got an issue with blacks and Latinos in some of this polling and young people. So going in these communities now, 7 months out, and not just 2 weeks out from the election, I think makes a big difference. And that's what he's focusing on these last, you know, month and a half.
No, I would agree. And, you know, the whole, they always say you got to go to where the voters are.
Exactly.
So you guys, did you plan on entering the cemeteries after hours?
Just in Chicago, man. We don't do that anymore.
Oh, Kevin Walling, I love it. I've been really enjoying the RFK saga just the same.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. Charles McBee, one of your fleeing black voters, who's not a Republican, does not.
He's great. I love.
Isn't he fun, McBee?
Yeah, he and I used to. I think we were on your show together.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. You guys did a great job. And McBee's a great guy, great comic. We bill him, rightfully so, because of his own joke. He's the only black guy we know who listens to Coldplay.
There you
I
go.
I don't doubt there are
it
more out there. But he's the only one. Yeah, but he's the only one we know. You know, I don't doubt there's probably millions of them, but I don't know them personally. So
under
the
radar.
Give them that. But yes, he was joking about RFK last week. He said he sounds like Biden looks. And I thought that was funny. I just thought it was funny. You don't need to dignify it with any analysis. But the RFK thing essentially comes down to ballot access.
It really does.
And I hear this argument that, like, you know, he's no business running. He's going to throw this to Trump. Or some Republicans will say he's no business running. He's going to throw it to Biden. In my opinion, they all have every business to run. I think you'd agree with that. But if you don't actually have ballot access, then you really are running to be a spoiler and
exactly
should admit
right.
that, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, that's the real issue. I mean, this is why it's so difficult as a third party to run.
Mm-hmm.
And even longer established parties, you've got the Green Party, Libertarians, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They often don't have access in all 50 states.
Right now, if he went Libertarian, he'd have it. And
yeah.
But he won't because the Libertarians, it's so funny, they need a 110% litmus test. Kennedy was talking about this on
the
show.
Yeah.
So they're going to wind up with a retired professor no one's ever heard of who has massive social issues, doesn't like speaking in
lives
public.
Lives in a shack, no devices, you know.
He actually lives in the Swiss Family Robinson tree.
That's a purity test right there, for sure. But to your point, I mean, this is the real issue with RFK, and this is one of the reasons why he brought that woman, who now we haven't even seen or heard from, just because of her money, for the most part, right?
Big dough.
To fund all these efforts to get on the ballot.
You know, one of the reasons, though, also, if you're RFK Jr., you put the woman who was formerly married to the head of Google on your ticket. Is to probably get your search history clean for the stretch run.
Get your search history clean. Get your plane rides with Jeffrey Epstein cleaned out.
Oh, no!
I mean, that interview...
Whoa! Are Democrats against that sort of
that
thing now?
Interview...
Hold on. What is even happening? I'm kidding.
That interview that he gave, were, like, unprompted, he brought up, remember, Bill Cosby, Jeffrey Epstein, others. I'm like, what are you doing, buddy?
Listen, he's throwing the fastball.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people do like a politician who leaves flaw first.
Yeah.
But the flaws need to have limitations.
He's all over the place.
He's you know what's funny about the world we live in, too, is, you know, Trump was like, he's a radical left-wing extremist.
I mean, he loved him when he was in that Democratic primary.
He was
propping him up.
But then just the same, the Democrats are like, it's Trump in a wig. I'm like, no, Trump is Trump in a wig.
Yes.
I mean, no, I'm kidding. But the point is, like, there's no good way to do this and not be, you know, destroyed by both sides.
Yeah.
So here's the last thing I wanted to ask
you. Because to your point, he pulls from both.
He
does. He's a danger to both.
He does. And what I'm fascinated by is because, as you said, people's opinions of their, you know, of each candidate are so baked into the cake at this point. I am fascinated by people that would, that being said, vote for RFK because they have to know they're throwing the, or at least risking throwing their vote away. Are they not? So what do you think it is? Is it because they want to send a message?
Yeah. You're seeing this play out on both sides of the aisle, right? So you're seeing this effort with the war in Gaza, with Israelis and that protest vote with the President Biden. You saw, you know, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis won like 30% of the Wisconsin primary. And they're both out of the race just this past week.
If no labels could get ballot access and I was her, I would run. I absolutely would run. You know, I'm not saying she can, you know, if you had the ballot access, because you run the risk. It's like she stayed in a race against Trump with physically no chance of winning. None. Like if Trump had gone to jail, like shackled and thrown in a cell, they would have hated her even more because they would have saw her as the beneficiary of that. So it's fascinating to me that she hung in a race she had no chance of winning. Because if she was in the general, to be clear, today she has no chance of winning. But we're 7 months from Election Day. There's going to be some type of a fatigue.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you might get a spectacular confluence of events where a third party could win this with like 31% of the vote.
7 months is an eternity.
Eternity.
In politics, right? And again, this is, to your point, this is the longest general election campaign we've ever had with it starting so early.
Yeah, because the incumbent, and now you've got...
and the de facto incumbent too. Yeah, exactly.
Clinching so early. So here's the next thing then. Let's get into surrogates since we've got 7 months to go and you are one of them.
Are you talking about my future child or me being supportive of Joe Biden?
We'll save that for the show.
We'll see how I do with Jenny on Saturday.
Ooh. Listen, play your cards right. She is a Walling fan, and she's got some great genes. She's known
Thank
to listen.
Thank God Lincoln takes after her.
You stop it. The strategy I wanted to throw at you. Okay,
yeah.
So Hillary's on. I'm buying you time here because you have to answer Clinton questions carefully.
I got to go. That's all we have. That's all
good
the time.
See ya. We'll see you Saturday night. Where did the time go?
Chappaqua.
But good for you. So Hillary tells Jimmy Fallon. And now Jimmy Fallon I like quite a bit. And he has been quietly supportive of me behind the scenes in ways I appreciate greatly. Jimmy Fallon had Hillary on the other night, and, you know, he just said, you know, some people don't want this election. What do you say to them? And she said, get over yourself. If your job is to get people to the polls, the dominatrix angle, I don't think it works. Like, I think it worked on a show.
Yeah.
But I think there's a better way to do that. But her approach, I think, is reflective on how she fared as a candidate in a roundabout way. There's almost like this indifference to what people are telling you. So I don't need you to pick a fight with the Clintons, but I'm just asking you. I know, but duh.
God.
Neither would I. I mean, yeah. we're having this struck from the record by the time this is over.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, not even the death. I just want to be able
to... Fox security.
I don't need her coming after me or him getting me barred from Hooters. That's the last thing I need. But stick with me here. As a surrogate yourself, as somebody that'll go out and make the case over the course of the election, what is the actual approach? Like, when you're going on the air... What are you trying? You try. I guess you're trying to lead with what you think the voter will respond to. Meaning, is it has affected them in the most positive way? Is that the gig?
Yeah, I mean, the first rule of all of this is to do no harm, right?
Okay.
Right off the bat, right? You don't want to say anything that'll be tacked back to the administration or the campaign that harms them. But number two, it's also, you know, I spent a lot of time on Fox Dispatch, kind of by the campaign in 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I come across, I've got a blue tie on right now and a comb over, and you know,
do you ever
not, you know, not too over the top in terms of my politics. And I'm a moderate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is why we have so much in common and agreement, right? Mm-hmm. There's good people on both sides. I voted for Republicans in the past, voted for
you. Sound like Trump
Democrats
at Charlottesville. I'm kidding. Stop it. Stop it. I'm giving
Get
you a
that
hard time.
Tiki torch out of here. So, but again, it's but to your point, it's matching the message to the universe that you're talking to. When I'm on Fox, you know, I bash Donald Trump a little bit, but oftentimes it's like, you know, he's promoting this policy and that's going to hurt you how,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not coming over the top and saying he's terrible and all this kind of stuff because Fox folks will tune me out. That's why, you know, on Twitter, everyone calls me the quote unquote nice Democrat on Fox. Because, again, it's, you know, and this is why I love this show and our conversations, because it's always a reminder that we've got more in common than divides us.
But we're like, you know what it is? That back to this whole interview starting with you and me both without even looking at each other, we were nodding our heads to Word Up by Cameo.
That's right.
Where we are just actually from a better era.
Yeah.
I know everybody thinks they grew up in a better time, but if you grew up pre-smartphone, you actually unequivocally grew up in a better time.
No devices, you know, all that kind of stuff where we actually had to play cops and robbers in person and not on some video game.
Think about that. And the bigger thing, and I say this to people all the time, is the issues we fight about in the modern era are the issues we fought about 40 years ago. It's just the way we're fighting about them has changed because
it's
of social media.
Absolutely.
If somebody just nuked social media, do you know how much happier the world would be?
Yes.
I'll be the
Well, again, and you see it in those ratings, the happiness ratings on the world stage. And the saddest thing, you know, it's like Lincoln's generation coming up, super affected with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I really, you know, my heart breaks for this generation coming up that is spending so much time on their screens, not actually talking to people. And they're so lonely. They're so miserable.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
But they and you know what though? That's like a business model now. Because if those kids are lonely and miserable, they get medicated. They get fat. They get medicated.
And they get served TikTok ads and videos that are harmful to them too.
Yep, nonstop, Kevin Waller.
Yeah.
Wow, we have really gone you know, old men telling kids to get off the
get
lawn.
Off the, yeah.
But you know what? We're in luck because kids don't go on the lawn anymore. We're yelling at air now.
Just get over those bushes and look at that neighbor changing. That's the thing.
It has come full circle. I will see you Saturday night, young
Can't
man.
Can't wait. It's going to be a great show.
And that is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony. Be sure, you better, watch Fox News Saturday night with me. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News channel. If you miss it, you can make it up to me Sunday. It will replay at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News channel. Either way, I am back on your radio Monday. Hey, girl.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.